Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Great. It's good to see Miss Kara again tonight. Yeah. Praise God, I tell you. Good to see her. Ruby's back. Yeah. Amen. Well, guys, I got a message here that I've been wanting to deliver for some time, and it's only one verse. So we're going to be quick tonight. So if you would, stand with me. We're going to look at Romans chapter 12, verse 12. Romans chapter 12, verse 12. I tell you, your homework is to make this your memory verse. You'll probably remember it before we're out of here tonight. Everybody got it? Romans 12, 12. And thanks for standing in honor of the reading of God's Word. It reads this way. It says, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Let's pray. Father God, it's once again that we come under the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord God, and we just thank you, and we sit in anticipation of your message tonight. Lord God, my prayer always is that I decrease and you increase. And I pray that they hear the message and not the messenger. For it's in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Wow. Paul writes this verse to encourage us and to tell us how we can handle tribulation. I like the way this verse is composed. It's very short. It has three parts. The first part says rejoicing in hope. Hope is the key to everything. If we have no hope, we are lost and we're miserable. Paul said we need to always rejoice in hope. Have you ever been in a situation that was hopeless and you didn't have any hope? How did that make you feel? How was that outcome? Wasn't good, was it? Whenever you have a positive attitude about something, it goes better. Why? Because it's going to help you and encourage you and strengthen you to go forward. If you don't have hope, you are going to die. Pretty simple. I was, this is a sad story, but my sister had got sick and her husband was sick. Well, my sister passed first and then her husband passed a few days later. Normally, when you see that, he lost all hope. He was her caregiver. He did everything for him. And then when she passed, they told him, and he just gave up. Rejoicing in hope. Where does your hope lie? In Christ. Christ should be your hope of glory. And Paul said you need to rejoice in your hope. God has gave us many promises. His benefits are many. And we need to rejoice in His hope. Matter of fact, here's what the scripture says. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1. We all know that one. Hebrews 11 1. Let's read it. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. There's that word again. The evidence of things not seen. So your situation may be bad. You don't see how you're going to get out of it. But your hope, your faith is in Jesus. And as you think about Him and His promises, His track record, you can rejoice in that hope, knowing that one day everything's going to be all right. Never get to the point where you don't think it's going to be.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.